Welcome into another edition of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates. I'm Jim Field. I'll be joined by the rest of the gang here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the games in Week 4 of the high school football season. We'll do that right after this.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishna Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishna Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Well, thanks for joining us this week on Who's Going to Win, the fourth week of the high school football season. We're already into the second third of this 2014 season. Jim Field with you, along with Matt Mullinex, Doug Leonard, and Chris Parks. Kind of the same old last week, wasn't it? As far as the order of finish goes. Matt and Doug right up there close to the top, me in the middle, and well, we don't even know about Chris anymore. Did you lose interest?
I think so.
Are you bored?
I don't even know anymore.
I mean, you've won how many championship trophies here in a row, and now you're just kind of floating by the seat of your pants here.
I will say, it's been a pretty weird beginning to the high school football season, I will say that, but it's no excuse, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's like your team losing and blaming it on the refs, which we all do anyway, so what's my point, huh? Hey, let's take a look at the sheet last week. Matt went 6-2 last week to capture top dog honors. Doug was 5-3. I was 5-3. Chris was treading water. He was 4-4 last week. Here's how we did it. We started our sheet last week with Stanton defeating Cam 70-12. Yikes, none of us saw that one coming. We all took Cam, and that one that rolled us over. Audubon outscored Griswold last week, 48-28. We all had that game right. It was Logan Magnolia defeating St. Albert, 42-0. That was a winner for Matt and for me. Nice job, Mr. Mullinex.
No, thank you.
Who would have ever thought you'd find in the same year, you'd find one year where both St. Albert and Harlan get 35-point ruled in a single year?
Yeah,
that's not true. Something you really expect walking into a football season. IKM Manning defeated Trainer 38-14. We all picked that one correctly. We all got the next one wrong. AHSTW. They ganged up on Clarendon, beat them 12-8 in a defensive battle. And we all picked Clarendon, so that was a loser for every one of us. We all took Red Oak to beat Shenandoah. They did, 32-27. We all grabbed Lewis Central over Harlan, and that happened as well, 24-7, Lewis Central a winner. And then it was Atlantic defeating Glenwood 7-6, and that was a winner for Doug and for Matt last week. So again, Matt 6-2, Doug goes, let's see, Doug was 5-3, I was 5-3, Chris 4-4. So for the year, Matt now has a one-game lead. He's 17-7 on the season. Doug's right behind at 16-8. I'm right behind Doug at 15-9, and Chris is barely on the program.
He's almost, I'm 500.
He's almost eliminated himself. I don't know when you're mathematically eliminated, but he's 12-12 on the season. Got some work to do. Now, the good news is last week for Chris is in our annual tiebreaker game, the Iowa-Iowa State game, you actually had the closest guess.
Woo-hoo.
So congratulations. You win the overall tiebreaker over all of us.
All right.
A lot of good that's going to do you.
I don't know if I'd start gloating yet. Chris is he knows his games.
I'm going to have to make a big comeback here.
I predict he'll be back.
Now, the good news for Doug is he's in the hunt, and you own the tiebreaker over both Matt and I. So you're good to go.
Go Clones.
Yep. If Matt and I tie, then I'm not sure what we do at that point. We'll figure that out.
You probably got it with points.
I think probably something like that. So
that was pretty high.
That's the hierarchy. All right. Well, let's get after this week's games here. Enough of that nonsense from... Well, we won't pick on Chris anymore. We'll give him a chance here. We're going to start out with our broadcast game tonight, Chris and I, in Coon Rapids tonight for an eight-man football game between a couple of teams very familiar with each other as Coon Rapids Bayard plays host to Adair Casey in this contest. And Mr. Top... let's give it to Chris. He's on the bottom. He's got to work his way back. We're going to let Chris go first this week. Lead us off.
All right. Well, I saw a nice little write-up today about Coon Rapids Baird, and apparently it's a former Adair Casey player that's now their head coach that is doing well there at Coon Rapids Baird. They've started off the season really strong, and it's kind of a different philosophy for them underneath the new coach as well, because they're running the ball. They're not throwing it around like they have been in the past. So we'll see how that matches up. Adair Casey, they've kind of struggled a little bit here recently, and of course had one real tough game there at the beginning of the season there to Cam, and it seems like they're getting on track a little bit here as the season goes along, but they have had quite a few turnovers as well. I like what Coon Rapids Baird did last week with that big win over Guthrie Center. They look pretty impressive there. They've got a lot of yards on the ground with Zach Evans, a running back, and I'm going to go with Coon Rapids Baird, I think, here at home.
All right. Yeah, Zach Evans is kind of a beast. He's off to a good start. He's averaging about 200 yards a game, averaging, I think, just right around 8 yards a carry on the season. And the quarterback for Coon Rapids Baird, whose name escapes me right now, but he, Brandon Riley, is that his name?
Yeah.
He actually is a very good runner. He runs very well, too. He's actually averaging more yards per carry than is Evans. So they do a lot of work on the ground. Yeah, this is a game where these two guys that are head coaches both played under Wade Anderson. Both were players at Adair Casey. John Kesselring, I think, was like a 3-year starting quarterback. Led him to a state championship and a few other deep runs into the tourney. So he knows Adair Casey very well. I like Coon Rapids Baird, though. At home, like, they're tough to beat at home anyway, but they're off to a pretty good start. That win over MMC a couple of weeks ago was impressive. That's a team who won a state championship just a year or two ago. So I like Coon Rapids Baird here at home in this one. Matt?
I'm going to go with Coon Rapids Baird as well. I just like their record, and Derek Casey's still young, I think. So I'm in home field advantage for Coon Rapids.
All right. Well, is there a limb pick coming, Doug?
I can't do that. Adair Casey rebounded the last couple weeks after their opening loss to Cam. But, you know, the teams that they beat the last 2 weeks, their records haven't been very good. So I'm going to take CRB at home.
Okay. That's straight across the board. Everybody likes Coon Rapids Baird here in our broadcast game tonight. Next game is also an 8-man game. Cam is on the road at Essex. Do the Cougars bounce back here this week? Essex having a tough start to the season. I'm going to take Cam, even though it's a long road trip. I'm going to take Cam this week on the road and see if I can redeem myself with the Cam pick after last week's tough one. Matt?
Yeah, I was very surprised with last week's outcome over there last week against Stanton. But I think, you know, I still got a lot of faith in Cam. They still have some very good athletes over there, and I don't think Essex has too much to speak of down there. But a long road trip again, like you said. But I'm still going to go with the Cam Cougars on the road.
All right, that's two for the Cougars. Doug, what do you like?
I like Cam as well, but you got to be a little careful here because Essex is 0-3 in their three losses combined. Their opponents are 8-1. So you know they've lost three games against tough teams, I think, but they just don't have a whole lot of offense going on. So I'm going to take the rushing attack of Cam.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder, even though you're playing such good opponents like that, still at what point does that kind of beat you down a little bit to make you think? Chris, do they think they can win this week?
Yeah, this is a tough one because both teams have had really tough schedules here to start the year, I think, both of them. Of course, Cam, the last couple of weeks, have played really good teams, and obviously a little bit surprising last week. I didn't think they would lose by that much if they did lose to Stanton. That was a pretty impressive win for Stanton. Essex, as Doug mentioned, you know, I was kind of impressed with how tough their schedule has been. They did put some points up that first week against Lamoni, who handed it to Stanton in their second game of the year. So I'm a little bit down on Cam a little bit after last week. I don't know what that's going to do to their psyche with a big loss like that. So I'm going to go with the home team here. I'm going to go out on a limb here and take Essex.
And take the Trojans this week, huh? All right. Well, we got one limb pick then here. We're two games in, a couple of 8-man games. We have one more 8-man game to take a look at, and that'll kick off our next segment after we take this time out.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishtavalli Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishna Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Back on Who's Going to Win, one more eight-man game to take a look at as we get to Game 3 on our list this week. Arweva is on the road at Exira EHK. A couple of teams off to 1-0 starts in district play. Matt, who wins this one?
Well, I think this will definitely be a good ball game here. Arweva has been a strong team the last few years, but Exira EHK has continued to roll this year. Coming off of last year, would have thought they may have lost a few of the key players, but I think with Drew back there at quarterback still, he's got some great leadership, and he's really brought the younger group up and got them up to speed here with things going. And so I just look at them to continue those winning ways.
Okay, one for the Spartans. Doug, what do you like?
Well, Arweva, is led by a quarterback named Danner, is throwing the ball around pretty well, and they've got a running back that they'll throw the ball to out of the backfield too. He's leading them, I think, in rushing and receiving. But I just wrote two words there on the EHKE thing, and it was Drew Peppers. And so as long as he's healthy and the offense keeps rolling, I'm going to take Spartans.
Okay, that's two. Chris, who's going to win?
Yeah, I'm going to make it three with Exira EHK. I was impressed when we got to see them against Cam. It seems like they've really come together collectively as a unit. You knew that they had to fill the void of some other star players, and it was going to be tough for Drew Peppers to kind of carry the load, but he's continued to do that. And there's been some other guys that have started to step up a little bit. They got some nice receivers, and Jacob Paulson, Brady Hansen, that are athletic and can do some things on the outside. I've been impressed with how they've come together, and it will be a tougher challenge this week against Arweva, but I like the Spartans.
Yeah, me too. 2 years ago, they lost a number of their better offensive linemen, and we figured, going to be a drop-off for Exira EHK. Don't have those big guys up front. They go to the Dome. Last year, they have a nice season. Again, they're at the Dome. They're having a good year. Then we turn around, and they're losing a number of their skill players after losing a bunch of linemen. So we figured, maybe a drop-off this year. Nah, they're ranked second in the state. They're rolling along pretty well. Yeah, I learned my lesson pretty easy. I'm going to go with Exira EHK, too. Let's move on to 11-man football now. Game 4, nice matchup here early in the district season. You got Audubon on the road at Logan Magnolia. Doug, what do you like?
Well, Audubon rebounded from a tough loss from a couple weeks ago in defeating Griswold last week. They really rushed the ball very well. Mulford and Smith both had quite a few yards on the ground, well over 100 yards each. But, I was really impressed with Loma, and Maddie picked him, even though it tore his heart out to do that last week. But I just was shocked by that St. Albert score. And playing at home, I'm going to have to take Loma.
Okay. One for the Panthers. Chris?
Yeah, I was really surprised with that final score in that St. Albert game. I thought there was a good chance Logan Magnolia could win, but didn't think it would be in that quite that fashion. They do some pretty impressive things on the ground with kind of a running back by committee. They've got a lot of guys they'll hand the ball off to, and Brady Charbonneau has been their kind of workhorse so far, but plenty of other guys have got a lot of carries, and they've jumped up in those rankings as well, and I'm sure they're feeling very confident. Audubon's a good football team, too. They've got a nice season here so far, and they've beaten some good teams already as well, and Trevor Smith is a very nice player there at quarterback for them. But I think it's just a little bit too much here. I was very impressed with Logan Magnolia. It might be a good game for a while, but Logan Magnolia is going to wear him down, I think.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the Panthers as well. It's a great luxury to have, especially early in the season where you're taking care of business. And you mentioned Logan Magnolia's got so many kids who have been carrying the ball. Well, that's not a luxury. That's because they get up on these teams and they get a chance to get so many guys in. When you have guys that are having to play both ways, offense and defense, it's great to be able to give them a quarter off here and there and keep them nice and fresh. I like Logan Magnolia in this one too. Audubon can win this game, but it would be a bit of an upset. And I think the Wheelers are going to have a terrific season from here on out, but this tough way to really get something going in the early part of the district season. Matt?
Yeah, Loma's got a lot of speed, able to get those corners, and they kind of run what they call a little bit of a wishbone set in there, so that's where you're getting all your running backs, getting some touches in there. But I think, most importantly, is that they've got a great defense, and that's going to go a long ways for them. So I'm going to go with the Panthers at home again.
It does. There's a little bit of this game that scares me, though, because Logan Magnolia puts so much into preparation for that St. Albert game. That's such a big rivalry for them. If this were at Audubon, I might have to think a little bit harder about this, but yeah, at Logan Magnolia, I think we all think the same right now. Everybody takes the Panthers. Let's move on to the second half of our list here, another 11-man contest. We got letters aplenty all over the roster. Looks like somebody spilled a can of alphabet soup all over the place. We got OABCIG facing off against AHSTW. That's what, 11 letters on the between the two teams this week?
10 different ones.
Yeah. You figured that
wow.
out with double
yeah.
A's.
You had a lot of free time this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, a lot. Those blocks got to work out this week. But yeah, that's a lot of stuff there, and yikes. Let's see, who gets first crack at it? Chris? Doug? Chris? Chris first. All right, go for it.
Yeah, a lot of traveling to get to this game, I guess, because they're going to come from a lot of different towns to watch this one. It's going to be a good game, too. This is an interesting matchup. A little bit Arthur Battle Creek, Ida Grove has had a good start to this season, but I don't think their competition has quite been that tough yet. The previous three opponents have a combined one victory on the season so far, so it hasn't been real tough for them. They do have a player that has a great football name. Cash Wilkie has been one of their leaders. He's got 8 touchdowns, so that's kind of fun there. But they're going to have a tough task this week. I was really impressed by AHST beating Clarendo last week. Did not see that one coming at all. They're doing some nice things on the ground, and they're creating turnovers. They forced 4 different turnovers there against Clarinda in that win. So impressive what their defense is doing. I'll take AHSTW at home.
All right. Cash Wilkie, his nickname's Money.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is. I just said it, so it is now. Yeah, but I'm putting my money on AHSTW at home. I think they're off to a pretty good start. I think they gave themselves a whole lot of momentum last week with what I thought was a really surprising victory over Clarinda. They, I think, forced 4 turnovers and did not turn the ball over themselves. They played about as well as they could to win a game with only 12 points. But, it was a nice win for them. I'm going to take AHSTW at home to continue the role this week. Matt?
Well, I'm going to go with them as well, based off of last week's win. We saw Clarinda there a few weeks ago when they played Atlantic, and we were, didn't see any reason how a school like HSTW would be able to compete with them, and they did. So, obviously, we got to switch over and jump on their bandwagon for now.
All right. Well, there's room for one more on the bandwagon. Doug, you take that spot?
Well, I guess I'm going to. I mean, Wilkie's averaging 9 yards a carry for Obig, and they've got another player that's averaging actually almost 12 yards per carry. So they've shown the ability to run the ball, but AHSTW did to limit Clarinda's ground game was pretty impressive. Now Clarinda doesn't throw the ball at all. I mean, how many times? Maybe 10 for the whole year, so less than that, I think. So if Obig could do something through the air, maybe they'll be able to have a little success. But I got to take AHSTW.
Okay, very good. See, boy, I tell you what, they added Walnut into the mix, and look at this. It's just going nuts now. It's just the right combination. You never know what you're going to get. How quickly we all dismissed a 3-0 team.
Yeah.
In Odebolt Arthur BCIG. But as was mentioned, 1-8 are their opponents so far this year. Maple Valley plays at Griswold. There's two teams that have had a bit of a struggle getting out of the gate here early part of the season. A win would go a long way for both of these clubs here this week, and I think it's going to be Griswold getting that victory at home. They played a little bit tougher opponents from what I've kind of looked at so far, and I think they put up some pretty good struggles. That Audubon game last week, they hung around for quite a while, and they played a tough brand of football, so if the Tigers can hang on to the football, not turn it over, I like their chances at home here to get going in the district play. Matt, what do you like?
Well, it's going to be a tough ball game. Maple Valley likes to throw the ball, and Griswold, they've got so many freshmen out there playing right now. It seems like if something bad can go wrong, it's hard for those freshmen to adjust and see the game, getting caught up to speed here. The one thing that Griswold does have in their advantage is they do like to control the ball. So, they had an impressive game last week against Audubon. Like you said, hung around. Oh, this is a tough one. It's homecoming down there. Last week, Cam, they kind of stumbled on their homecoming. But I'm sure, boy, I don't know. It's awfully tough.
I don't see them on the list
here. I don't either.
It is a 30-minute show, Matt.
Oh, boy, I don't know. That'd be O-B-I.
That was the last game.
Oh, okay.
I'll go with Griswold.
Okay. They're thrilled to have that unwavering support. Doug, what do you think?
Very definitive in your choice.
My office help just was not helping me out on this game. You know, they're from Griswold, and I was looking for some help, and they weren't giving me any, so...
Yeah, you know, Maple Valley does like to throw the ball, and they've had a little success with that, but they've also had quite a few turnovers, actually the same number of turnovers as touchdowns. So, you know, if Griswold can hang in there and control the ball with the ground game that they have, I like the Tigers at home.
Okay, that's three. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Griswold as well. I think they do a little bit more on the ground successfully. Caleb Schaaf's having a nice season at running back for them so far, and they've got they have been throwing the ball a little bit more than they're used to there as well, and had a little bit of success there. They've had some tough opponents here so far in the year, but I think they're going to pick up a victory here at home.
All right, that's four across the board. Everybody likes Griswold. We're six games in, got two games left to look at. They're both 3A contests tonight. We'll do that right after this.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishtha Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back on Who's Going to Win, one more chance to, well, two more chances actually, to get around the table here. We got two games left to take a look at, both 3A games here tonight. Matt goes first. It's Harlan on the road at Dallas Center Grimes. Do the Cyclones dare lose a third straight, Matt?
Boy, I don't know. I guess we'll know after tonight, obviously, but... I think these next two games we have on our sheet are going to tell a lot about this district. This district not quite has established itself as this powerful district as it used to be over the past few years. The one thing, like kind of talked about last week with Harlan, is, you know, at least these first three games are all non-conference, non-district, so they get their opportunity to work the kinks out here. But now they've got to start that district play starting tonight with Dallas Center Grimes. With that said, I think coming into the season, Dallas Center Grimes had a great season last year and you know, lost a few players, but I think they have just enough they picked up in there. They picked up a nice win last week against ADM, tough ball game, but it's a rivalry game for those two teams. So I'm kidding. This is on the road. It's at home for Dallas Center Grimes, so I'm going to go with are they the Mustangs? The Dallas Center Grimes Mustangs.
That sounds right.
Yes.
DCG,
three in a row for Harlan.
All right.
It's going to happen.
Matt says it. It's going to happen. Doug, what do you like?
Dallas Center playing at home, and their only loss this year was to a good Pella team, and it was at Pella. So they've had a pretty successful season so far. They have not scored a lot of points. I think they're averaging about 16 points a game. Harlan's not scoring a lot of points either, and they've been turning the ball over. Quarterback's got one touchdown and five interceptions, so that's a bad ratio right there. But I have this weird feeling about Harlan in this game that they're going to go on the road and win for some reason. So,
okay, one for Harlan, one for Dallas Center Grimes. Chris, break the tie.
Yeah, it's this is an interesting matchup because you wouldn't expect a Harlan team just by name to be in the position that they're in so far here this year. But I do also think the last two the games that they've played have been against some pretty good teams as well. They're not having a lot of success. They do like to throw the ball this year, and they're only completing about 34% of their passes so far, and they've turned the ball over quite a bit as well, which is uncharacteristic for them. Dallas Center Grimes has thrown it a little bit better. They have had some okay wins here so far. It's tough because you look around this district, and like Matt said, there's not a lot of tough teams right now on paper anywhere out there, I don't think, in this district this year. So it's kind of hard to gauge where everybody's at. But Dallas Center Grimes, even though they have won a couple of games, their offense has been just as slow as Harlan's as far as the statistics are concerned. So I'm with Doug on this one. I think Harlan's just got the ability to bounce back and get a win here.
Okay, well, it's two for Harlan and two for Dallas Center Grimes, because I'm going to tie it back up again. I'm going to take DCG. I'm a little disappointed last week. I know it's a rivalry game for them with ADM. ADM's not very good. And Dallas Center Grimes struggled with this 8-7 game
seven to six
or something like that. I watched a 7-6 game that wasn't very good last week. So they're not much fun to watch. But, you know, again, a rivalry game, that's the way it goes. And Dallas Center, that's a long drive for Harlan. I kind of like their chances there. So I'm going to take DCG in this one. Last game on the list, ADM is at Atlantic. After a very difficult first week, the Trojans suddenly on a bit of a roll, winning two in a row. Doug, do they make it three?
Well, you know, I listened to the game. It was a great broadcast crew there on KJN. Really appreciated it. I could almost smell the game. You guys called such a good one. It was really nice on Friday night last week.
It smelled a little bit.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. A win is a win on the road, and they had some nice goal line stands, I believe, if I remember the game. And so, you know, ADM is not producing a whole lot of offense. They'd like to throw the ball around, but they're kind of suffering from the same problem that Harlan is. They've got two touchdown passes, six interceptions. So, you know, I like our young defensive backs to maybe get their hands on a pass or two, and playing back at home again, I think the Trojans are going to be 3-1.
Okay, that's one for Atlantic. Chris, what do you like?
Well, I'm not going against Atlantic again. I know that. That's worked out the last couple of weeks. Of course, the hometown team last week, and they had a couple of opportunities there. It was impressive for Atlantic's defense to step up in those moments, too, and make those plays to force the fumble on the goal line and then stop them on the goal line. And Glenwood had certainly a lot more opportunities to score in that game and just didn't get it done. And Atlantic made the plays when they needed to. I've been impressed with how they've come together. They do look a lot better than they did in that first week against Clarinda. The offense looks a lot smoother as far as just everybody meshing together. The defense has been impressive at times, with guys starting to fit their holes a little bit more properly. So I'm going to take Atlantic here at home on this one. I don't think ADM's got much going for them either.
Well, they both played similar games last week. It's hard. I mean, you know, Atlantic caught lightning in a bottle last week. They had one chance to score. They did kick the extra point. Glenwood had three real chances to score. They stopped them. They got stopped on the one. They fumbled on the one, and they did score a touchdown. But then I don't know if that was a called play or just a mess up, but I have no idea why you would ever run a fake, a two-point attempt out of a fake extra point try. Why turn a three-yard run into a 10-yard run? It just doesn't make much sense to me. But I don't know. It's home. I'll take Atlantic. I'm afraid I might jinx them. I picked against them 2 weeks in a row. They win 2 weeks in a row. I'm afraid I might jinx them, but I'll go with Atlantic this week. Matt?
Well, this is the other game out of this district here where we'll see everybody kind of stands with Atlantic and ADM this week here, so along with the game we just talked about previously. But, yeah, Atlantic picked up a nice win last week, opportunities. The thing that does scare me is that ADM does like to throw the ball around, and that tends to be our weakness probably. For the most part, as far as on defense. So I guess it'll just kind of depend on how the defensive backs respond out there. And I think, it could be a little nicer night out here, not have to put up with any of those wet conditions. So I think the Atlantic offense will be able to generate a few more points here. So I'm going to go with the Trojans, obviously, at home. I mean, I haven't gone against them all season yet, so why start now?
Hey, no reason to hold back now. Very good. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. Everybody likes Atlantic across the board. Very good. Well, gentlemen, we'll see how we do next week. See if Chris can ever get himself back in this race again. For Chris Parks, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this week. And thanks to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and the Nishna Valley Credit Union. Stay tuned. We have high school football coverage coming up for you in just a little bit here on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent.
Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishtha Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.